From the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Tuesday, May 26th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, the White House's ban on travelers arriving from Brazil takes effect late today, 2 days earlier than previously planned. The president issued the proclamation Sunday restricting people who have been in Brazil within 14 days from trying to enter the U.S. Brazil, the second hardest hit country worldwide for COVID-19. Two, it is safe to say spending habits have changed drastically during the pandemic. 45% of Americans say the pandemic has cost them money. Many are saving money on childcare and not dining out and on gas purchases. But a new TD Ameritrade survey shows they're still spending more on groceries and cleaning products. And number one, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said in an interview that aired last night that criticism from President Trump has helped to inspire threats against her as she's worked to combat the spread of COVID-19 in our state. That interview with Axios also left open the question as to whether or not she'd accept a VP invitation from Joe Biden. Audio on that coming soon. Good Tuesday morning to you. Yes, if you're waking up and wondering what day it is. You see, it's bad enough. It's bad enough during the pandemic that people don't know what day it is to begin with. Maybe you're not going to work still. Kids are home. What day is it? And then, of course, you throw a holiday in there, like Memorial Day yesterday, and you end up with, really, what day is it? It's Tuesday. Tuesday, May 26th. 26th, remind you as you get going on this perhaps first day of the work week. Thank you for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show all across the state of Michigan. My name is Scott Bertram, sitting in for Steve, as I did on Friday. But Steve will be back tomorrow. No fear. Coming up on today's program in Hour 1, James Taylor with us from the Heartland Institute. Also in Hour 2, Jay Cost, visiting scholar at the, actually just got a promotion. He's not just a visiting scholar anymore. He has a new title at the American Enterprise Institute. What American Society Means, neat piece at the Washington Examiner. James K. Joseph at Hour 2, FEMA Regional Administrator on the flooding here in Michigan. Chad Livengood, Senior Reporter for Cranes Detroit. In Hour 3, and Kaylee McGee from the Examiner as well, talking about what's happening in our hospitals, especially the smaller rural hospitals across the country. That's coming up in Hour 3. A whole lot of audio to get to you today, and we'll get to that in just a bit. If you don't know who I am, I always like to reintroduce myself as I fill in for Steve. My name is Scott Bertram. I am the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. And maybe, you know where Hillsdale is? It's a small little town. I always tell people who ask who are not from Michigan, you know, usually you point, I've been here 4.5 years now, I know. You hold up your hand and you use your hand and point on your hand to where you are. What I usually say about Hillsdale is, go to the Indiana-Ohio border and then go north about 15 miles. There you go. There's Hillsdale. Southern central part of the state. But so I'm general manager down here at the student radio station. I also teach in the journalism department. And yes, we plan for our students to return in person in the fall and look forward to that. You can also hear me hosting podcasts and radio shows all over the place. This one, when Steve's gone, of course, the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. You can find on many of these fine radio stations on the weekend. But if not, you can also find it in podcast form, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. Search for The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. We try to bring you as close to Hillsdale as we can without you being on campus. But some of the discussions, debates, conversations that are happening here on campus on both issues old and new, check that out, The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. I also bring you the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, which is fairly self-explanatory. And then over at National Review, nationalreview.com, and where fine podcasts are found, you can also find me hosting Political Beats, which is a show involving a guest from the world of politics, but not talking about politics. We talk about music and our guest's favorite band or artist. And we've had a bunch of great people on the show. We've done 78 episodes at this point, which is nuts. Little more than 3 years in existence, or just about 3 years in existence. And Crowded House recently, The Who and others. Check out Political Beats, the podcast at National Review. If that's not enough, I write too soon. I don't know when the published date will be, but I wrote a lengthy piece on Rush Limbaugh and talk radio. focusing on Rush. And that'll be over at the American Spectator. And I don't have a published date, but it should be soon. It's approved. It's good to go. So, you know, I'll let you know, or I'll let Steve know once it's up and ready to go. And maybe you'll find that interesting as well. So I welcome you into this Tuesday morning edition of the Steve Gruber Show. And, well, I won't have time to squeeze it in here in this segment, but coming up in the next segment, this happened just as we were finishing the show on Friday. And so, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, holiday, maybe you didn't hear Joe Biden's "you ain't black" comment. Okay. We'll play that for you in the next segment. Also some reaction from those on the Sunday shows. So we'll hit that early in the program in case you did catch it on Friday. I won't rehash too much, but we have not talked about it here on the show, so we will in just a moment. Go back yesterday, Memorial Day, powerful day, of course, where we remember those who have died for our freedoms. And yesterday, I've got a 7-year-old at home and a 5-year-old at home, and my 7-year-old in school, remotely, of course, is just starting to learn about the American Revolution and the Minutemen of the American Revolution. And so we kind of had a little angle, a little in to talk about what Memorial Day means, why it's a holiday and why we celebrate, why we honor it. And that went well yesterday, surprisingly. I think he understands for the most part. And it did help that he was reading a book about the Minutemen and the American Revolution and those sorts of things. But here in Hillsdale, we have our main drag, Carlton Road. And every year, I don't know the specifics on this. I imagine, I don't know if it's everyone from town or everyone from the county, because Hillsdale is the county seat down here as well. But the road is lined with these small crosses. And each cross holds the name of a fallen soldier and the war that he or she fought in. World War II, World War I, Vietnam. And then they go, you know, Hillsdale's a town of 8,000 or so. The county is not a big county, but you just look down the street and you've got crosses as far as the eye can see with people who have given their lives for our freedoms. And we took a bike ride yesterday. More on bike rides later. I got a story to tell, but my son and I bike just about every day. We went north a bit to Jonesville, the next town north of us, Jonesville. And went by one of the cemeteries there, on the main road on 12, running through Jonesville. They were doing a ceremony yesterday with, there's a monument right on the side of the road for each of the branches of the military. And, of course, flags at half staff and honoring those military members. And another teachable moment, because my son and I rode by on the bikes, and he said, "Well, what's that? What's going on over there?" And so I explained to him what they were doing and who they were honoring and why it was happening on Memorial Day. So then a little bit more yesterday, I guess, the ability to bring my 7-year-old in on the conversation and let him know why Memorial Day is so important and who we're honoring on that special holiday. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. We'll talk a little Joe Biden coming up next on the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investor. Advisor.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales Event is mixing it up. Right now, with a purchase or lease of a new Roxor, you can get either a worn winch, soft, full cab enclosure, or 3-year factory-backed warranty at no additional cost. You're in the driver's seat of this deal, and soon to be in the driver's seat of a more tricked-out Roxor. The side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry. This offer is for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com to learn more.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going. If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.